You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. As part of our 2024 election coverage, Delaware Public Media is highlighting a series of races to watch ahead of the September primary. Our series continues with a look at one of the most closely watched races here in primary season, the Democratic primary for mayor of Wilmington. It pits the sitting governor, John Carney, against former state and Wilmington City Treasurer, Velda Jones Potter. Delaware Public Media contributor Paul Kiefer reports, while the race lacks sharp policy divides, it does highlight longstanding tensions about Wilmington's future, including the city's approach to neighborhood redevelopment and the pace of public education improvements.
Carney's entry into Wilmington's Democratic mayoral primary in April was somewhat unorthodox. Governors and former federal lawmakers don't often enter mayoral races, with the notable recent exceptions of former New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy, who says he plans to run for mayor in Jersey City next year, and current Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, who, like Carney, previously served in the U.S. House of Representatives. Carney told the Rotary Club of Wilmington last month that he weighed his ability to follow through on his policy priorities as mayor against his ability to do so in a federal office.
I've thought long and hard about what to do next as my term as governor comes to an end. And as I thought about the issues that matter the most, education, public safety, job creation, the answer for me was really very clear. I can make a bigger difference on those issues as mayor than I ever could in Washington, D.C.
Jones Potter offers a similar list of priorities, but she hopes to leverage her experience in both government and the private sector to accomplish them.
Over my career, I've been an engineer and an executive with DuPont. I've been an executive in banking and have strong relationships there. I was former state treasurer and built a number of valuable relationships across this country in that capacity. And I think very importantly, I have experience as a venture capital investing.
Both candidates tout their budget chops, and they draw attention to two key budget challenges in the city's future.
The city's financial structure has evolved and been administered and managed in such a way that fees and fines have become a significant part of the city's budget, so on which the city is reliant.
Jones Potter is referring to a report released by a city task force in March that found revenue from fines and fees, particularly water bills, have grown faster than any other city revenue source in recent years. While Jones Potter and Carney have both publicly expressed concerns about the strain that fines and fees place on low-income residents, neither has outlined a plan to scale back or offer exemptions for utility rates, which largely cover direct service costs. And Carney highlights the growth of Wilmington's unassigned fund balance, which nearly tripled between 2017 and 2024. While that balance, some $95 million as of this year, is technically a surplus, Carney cautioned that the city should tread carefully when considering using that surplus for new projects.
Those surplus funds, which are referred to as the fund balance, have increased significantly during Mayor Persicki's term, mostly because, and this we've experienced this at the state as well, is because you have a lot of positions that they haven't been able to fill. And when you don't fill a position, you don't spend money, obviously. And so that unspent money rolls into your fund balance at the end of the year.
Ideally, Carney says the city will eventually be able to fill those vacant positions. Both he and Jones Potter are broadly supportive of current residency requirements for city employees, and especially public safety workers like police officers. To build a more sustainable city budget, both candidates say that Wilmington needs to expand its tax base through strategic investments of public dollars in neighborhood revitalization and infrastructure projects. But in a city with a sharp class divide, neighborhood redevelopment can be a tense subject. Jones Potter argues that some opportunities to create well-paid construction jobs for Wilmington residents, including during the first stage of the riverfront development project, have been wasted.
Local contractors have not had an opportunity for significant roles in the building and construction that's been done. Those are the kind of things that return an investment to the community that we have not seen.
Carney has played a key role in coordinating federal and state funding for Wilmington redevelopment projects, including the ongoing Reach Riverside project, the renovation of the Bancroft School, and vacant home restoration projects in the city's east side and lower hilltop neighborhoods. He adds that the city's vacant housing restoration efforts already employ local minority-owned contractors. But both candidates tread carefully around the subject of population growth, another means to increase Wilmington's property and wage tax revenue.
My focus is on redevelopment and making neighborhoods better and more attractive for current residents. And in doing so, you have attracted affordable buyers to properties that were unoccupied, vacant, or, you know, left to go to ruin by absentee landlords. The focus is on that. It's on redevelopment and community building. It's not so much on what is the natural effect of that, which is more residents in those neighborhoods.
By pursuing mostly renovations or one-to-one replacements of vacant homes, Carney says the city can add new homeowners, and therefore new taxpayers, while relieving the anxieties of current Wilmington homeowners concerned by the impacts of vacant homes on their neighborhoods. Jones Potter is critical of the Wilmington Conservancy Land Trust, a key partner in efforts to acquire and rehabilitate Wilmington's 1,400 vacant homes, which she argues does not always prioritize individual home buyers over nonprofits and other developers. She, too, says that population growth should not be a priority for city leadership.
It's great if we grow in numbers of people in this city, but more important to me is that the people who are already here live a better quality of life. And that can be done by spawning growth in our economy and creating economic opportunity for people.
On some fronts, the primary race serves as a referendum on Carney's contributions to Wilmington during his tenure as governor. Carney cites the Wilmington Learning Collaborative as one of his most meaningful achievements and as a core reason for his decision to run for mayor. But Jones Potter places much of the blame for poor educational outcomes for Wilmington children on the governor and the state's Department of Education. And she questions whether the Wilmington Learning Collaborative is enough to reverse decades of damage.
It's at its fundamental level a go-between between two districts. I am a firm believer, and I believe that given the decline in performance that we've seen over the years, that a Wilmington school district where children are able to learn in their community environment is something that we need to revisit.
Carney says that while the collaborative got off to a slow start, the program is already showing signs of promise.
It does create a city-focused district with full parental engagement and involvement, which is so important. And we did get some very good news with respect to the summer programming they did this year on reading, and that showed some improvement. Usually your summer programming, you hope that the children don't lose ground. And so the fact that they actually picked up some ground is really encouraging.
Jones Potter, whose father worked as a forklift driver at the Port of Wilmington for decades, also takes issue with the delayed start of the Edgemoor Terminal project, which would add significant new capacity to the troubled port and create thousands of additional jobs. After a decade of deliberations on the subject, the state announced this May that it secured funding to move forward with the project. But Jones Potter argues the expansion should already be well underway.
By that not happening, we have lost so many workers that it's just so unfortunate that vision wasn't adopted and by the governor executed years ago.
Carney underscores that the Edgemoor expansion has not been held up for lack of political will from his administration.
And the thing that's delayed it the most, to our great frustration, has been the permitting process. And the reason it's been delayed is because the port operators up the river in Philadelphia see the competition and they don't want it. And they have challenged the Diamond State Port Corporation's application for permits through the Army Corps to slow the project down, and that they have been successful.
He says his close relationship with Delaware's federal delegation could be useful in advocating for the project, though federal lawmakers from Pennsylvania have also waded into the fight on the side of the Port of Philadelphia. But Jones Potter isn't convinced that Carney has been able to substantially address Wilmington's most fundamental challenges during his time as governor, despite his extensive federal connections and the state resources available to him.
So I'm not sure how those things have really helped us as a state, and what couldn't be and wasn't done in 8 years as governor would now be able to happen as mayor. You know, I just believe we have a tremendous opportunity, well, tremendous need, really. And with that, the opportunity to do things very, very differently.
Carney, however, says the days he's spent door knocking across the city have shored up his confidence in his record and his ability to maintain that momentum if he moves from the governor's office to the mayor's office.
I believe, and I believe even stronger now after talking to people on their front porches, that I'm 68 years old now. I've got a lot of juice left to do some good things, and I felt like I could have a bigger impact on the things that I care about and that are important for our city.
The stakes of this race are high, with the winner expected to run unopposed in November to replace current Mayor Mike Brzezicki, who announced last October that he would not seek a third term. Early voting in the primary is already underway. Paul Kiefer, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Paul. A reminder, Races to Watch and other Delaware Public Media election coverage is supported in part by a grant from Delaware Humanities, a state program of the National Endowment for the Humanities.